country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
We are going to be dealing with more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We're going to drop down to 63 tomorrow. More sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Good morning, y'all. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need a change.
Let's get it going. It's a Tuesday. We feel like playing some music. We got great stuff on the way for you, everybody. Got your host, James, here, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners from radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everyone. Mm-hmm. Good music on the way we'll be getting into. We're going to have some fun celebrating some country music history and birthday and all that coming up in a little bit. And we're able to do this thanks to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. Wish them a good morning from all of us.
Get some coffee, get some food. They got great food there too, so try that.
I've grabbed coffee beans from there before too. Grounded ones.
I have as well.
There.
Yes,
great stuff over there. Really good stuff. Visit our friends over there. Buy local, support local. Everybody. We're gonna get into our schedule a little bit later, where we are gonna be out and about. We've got that coming up as well. But Seth, I came across this one and I could not wait to talk to you about it.
All right.
I don't know why, but this is right up our wheelhouse.
Yeah, this looks like a good one. Fun one.
Those that didn't hear last week, Luke Combs made big headlines by saying the best country music comes from the state of Kentucky. He said he wanted to say North Carolina, where he's from, but that the bluegrass state just has too much star power, according to him.
All right. All right.
Now, I will say two of my, Hunter S. Thompson, my favorite writer, comes from Kentucky.
Yep.
Johnny Depp is a Kentucky boy. Mm-hmm. There's a handful of people, I think, that are noteworthy that I don't think you would think of as Kentuckians.
Yep.
I never read Hunter S. Thompson and thought of him as a Kentucky boy until I read his biography and stuff
there
much later everything. Johnny Depp, you know, similar.
Same thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're a little more different here with the country music, where you kind of lean into your roots a little bit more.
You do, yes.
On those things. So, to be fair, Chris Stapleton is from Kentucky, so that just might win the argument right there.
Honestly.
But I'm pretty sure that we know who, if you think about this for a good half a second, you know who's going to be the lead dog in this one.
Mm-hmm.
He also said Texas was stacked with George Strait and obviously Tennessee with Kenny Chesney, Morgan Wallen, and our strong states as well.
Mm-hmm.
So here is a list of the states that produce the best country music according to Whiskey Riff.
This is subjective, of course.
Absolutely. And we want to hear from you. There are no wrong answers. 715-423-1055. Mm-hmm. Call up or text us through the Civic Media app. What state produces the best country music?
Okay.
Notice they said country music. They're not talking about country musicians.
No.
I don't know if that's, I don't know why, but it feels like there's a difference.
There might be a difference there, yeah.
Say you're a one-hit wonder, but you come from that state, but you had a really big one hit.
Sure.
Maybe that counts, you know? I don't know.
We'll see.
In Texas, George Strait, Willie Nelson, Miranda Lambert, and Cody Johnson. We could stop here.
We could just stop there. Add lots more. I mean,
there's so many people
from Texas. Yeah,
those were just the biggest name, or some of the bigger names.
Yeah,
bigger names. But those three right there, like, I genuinely like. I'm not doing a bit. We could stop right there. I should
for James, man. That's about it. I think.
Really. If those were the only three artists I could listen to anymore, I wouldn't fight them. I'd be like, all right, I'll make it work. Oklahoma has Reba, Carrie Underwood, Garth Brooks, Blake Shelton, and Toby Keith.
Wow.
That is a huge contender.
Okay.
Huge. By the amount of people.
I mean, absolutely. The per capita of great country singers is actually pretty high. And, of course, Oklahoma is also the home of, like, Woody Guthrie. He was from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So you could, more just not country music, you could say just music in general. A lot of great people and a lot of great music has come out of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Kentucky, as we mentioned, Chris Stapleton, Tyler Childress, Keith Whitley, and Sturgill Simpson.
Ooh.
Very strong running. And with younger artists, these artists are not necessarily young, but two younger artists, when you're mm-hmm. growing up in Kentucky and you know Chris Stapleton and Tyler Childress are from there and mm-hmm. stuff, what do you? How many out of 10 kids, how many of them think are going to pick up a guitar? How many,
That's a great point, man.
We see it all the time with this actually happened a lot, according to what I've read and mm-hmm. in little bits of bios and stuff. This is a little bit of how the English invasion got built over there. Mm-hmm. Not here, of course, but the bands that came over here, a lot of that was seeing what the others are doing. And I like that. That looks fun and inspiring people.
Exactly. 100%.
Alabama, Jason Isbell, Riley Green, Ella Langley, and, of course, Alabama.
That would have been weird if they were from Mississippi or something. Yeah.
It'd be hilarious. That's pretty good. That's a pretty darn good one. You've also got a couple of modern bands. I want to say the Red Clay Strays are from Alabama and some others.
Probably,
I'm going to get corrected by one of our listeners soon, I'm sure.
But, or Laura, one of the two.
Somebody's going to correct me. But I know that they've got a couple of younger bands coming from that area, mm-hmm. too. Alabama's got a really hotbed of music.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And West Virginia wraps up the top five. Did anybody else out there, by the way, notice how quickly it took Seth how shortly it took us to turn this into like a sports conversation?
Yeah, right.
Immediately, like talking about this like their teams.
Yeah, right.
And West Virginia comes in at fifth place at Charles Wesley Godwin, Sierra Farrell, and Brad Paisley.
Huh.
I didn't know Brad Paisley was from West Virginia.
No. Isn't, I want to say, is Jelly Roll from West Virginia?
Ooh,
I want to say that he might be, but I don't know if he's listed or not.
Yeah.
I could be wrong on that one, but that's what I thought. He was from West Virginia.
That's a great... Nashville.
He's from Tennessee. So Tennessee is not on the list.
Well, that's what they are saying in the article here. How is there no Tennessee in the top five?
I'm thinking, Judds? I mean... I think of all the country people that I've heard from from Tennessee, so many of them.
I got to look here real quick. Just throw it in there into the Googler.
Yeah, Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton, Kelsey Bellinari, Hillary Scott, Morgan Wallen, Shelley Roll, Kenny Chesney, Kane Brown, Lady A, Chris Young.
Well, I mean.
Patsy Cline. Tim McGraw. Tammy Wynette.
So
Johnny Cash, for God's sake. All right, Tennessee wins. Tennessee wins.
Wait a minute. Johnny Cash was not from Tennessee.
He was from Arkansas. He's an Arkansas boy.
He lived in Tennessee for many years, but yes.
Martina McBride, throw that in there, too. There are some... George Jones? Is George Jones from... Wait a minute.
He could be from Tennessee. Yeah.
George Jones, yep.
I guess so. I guess I don't know.
Texas.
See, he's from...
He passed away in Tennessee, but he was born in Texas.
That list was probably made by AI.
This is why you got to Googler more than 15 times before you get the right answer.
Right,
but Tennessee definitely has a strong, strong place in this. But I don't know. I like Oklahoma, I will say, but Texas is a hard one to compete with.
I can't think of any... Where else there'd be created as many country singers as Texas? It just doesn't make any sense.
You can go to whiskeyriff.com if you want to see the complete list. There's some other fun states on there as well. My goodness, when we were talking about Texas, didn't even get into
Charlie Crockett. I mean, is from Texas. Of course he is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Where else
would he be from? Yeah.
That's a fun list. That's a fun list. Of course, we want to keep this going. We want to hear from you and what you, where you would place states and what state you would put.
Here, I'll throw one out there. North Carolina. Because I don't know if there's many that come from South Carolina, but North Carolina, that's the home of like Jimmy Rogers, mm-hmm. one of the fathers of country music, and a couple other ones. So honorable mention, I would say.
I like
North Carolina.
I was going to put West Virginia in there, but they threw it in there.
I thought
for sure Tennessee was going to be at the number five spot.
No one's from like Virginia.
Yeah.
We think would there be more from Virginia, but no, didn't see many in there.
Also, sneaky Australia.
Hey, a few Canadians there too.
It throws me when I see the Australian country star. I got to admit, it throws me a little bit. Here is Texas's own, the King George Strait, Oceanfront Property, a 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Good morning, everybody.
Take you back. got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. Worship the ground you walk on. I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow or try to find you, 'cause I don't love you. Now if you'll buy that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door. The blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
I love you now like I loved you then. This is the road and these
country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
Don't you dare go running down my little town where I grew up, and I won't cuss your city lights. If you ain't ever took a ride around and cruised right through the heart of my town, anything you say would be a lie. We may live our lives a little slower, but that don't mean I wouldn't be proud to show.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Light up the dark. Wisconsin Rapids' home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
Clark on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. More on her in a moment as Seth and I are going to take a little look at country music history right now.
All right.
On this day in 1934, born was Vern Gosden, nicknamed The Voice. I said you and I and Michael were talking the other day on Playmakers, and I mentioned that I think Stan the Man Musial, like, that's the toughest nickname. I don't know if you can think come up with a better nickname than
that. That's great.
I've always felt that Johnny Cash is the Man in Black. Is maybe that for country.
Yep.
Except for being called The Voice.
The Voice when you're among singers, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like
that's
that.
A pretty great nickname, man. That's a pretty good one. Also born in this day was Orange County, California, was Sammy Smith, country music singer and songwriter, best known for the 71 crossover hit "Help Me Make It Through the Night."
Was written by Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah, that's what
cool.
I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very nice.
On this day in 1957, self-titled debut album by Patsy Cline was released. She'd released three more studio albums. On this one, "Walking After Midnight" was on.
Mm.
God, that song.
I love that song.
That song gets me every single time. Talk about songs that you hear start to play and you cannot turn off.
I'm telling you.
That is one of the ones. One of the oldest ones for
me. Yeah.
And born on this day in 1968 in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, was that lady right there, Terry Clark.
Oh, nice.
Canadian country music singer, songwriter who scored over 20 singles, including six number ones. "If I Were You," "Emotional Girl," "In My Next Life," and of course, "Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me."
Which we just heard, yes.
And one more I wanted to get in here.
Okay.
In 1989, Johnny Cash was among 12 other recipients of the Golden Boot Award. This was presented by the Motion Picture and Television Fund to actors and other entertainers who had left their mark on the Western genre. Angie Dickinson, Robert Duvall, Robert Meacham, Casey Tibbs, Vera Miles were among some of the recipients.
That's an interesting group of people. A lot of actors there. And Robert Duvall.
Yeah, I was,
what
I
Western
I was, little,
was he in?
I was a little surprised by that one. He was in Unforgiven, wasn't he? Or was it...
he must have been.
He's been in one or two westerns. I know
he must have been,
but I can't think of the man. I know.
We got to look it up now.
Yeah,
there's no way to look it up.
Got to look it up. I love the Golden Boot Award, though.
I mean, that's great. I love that.
And it was one thing to note there: the Motion Picture and Television Fund. That's not the same as the Motion Picture Academy or
no,
that's
other different,
things,
right? Yeah.
So I think that's kind of noteworthy too. It's kind of interesting. I wish they'd do that more. They should give out the Golden Boot more.
Not enough Westerns, I guess.
Here is the man in black himself, Mr. Cash, Ring of Fire, on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Life happens fast, and sometimes you need a getaway where you can relax and still get your work done. Let From the Ground Up Coffee House be your office away from home. They have a welcoming, calm atmosphere and plenty of available space. You can work, visit with friends, or have a weekly group get-together. Want to know more? Go see Dan at From the Ground Up Coffee House, 250 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Let the team pour some calm back into your day, and let the work stress melt away.
Take a day back in time and surround yourself in the quiet of nature at Larry's Berries. Once you arrive, you'll see why Larry's Berries will be your new favorite family spot. Pick your own blueberries for $3 a pound or pre-picked at $5 a pound. Let the kids help and sample as you go while enjoying the simple pleasures of Larry's Berries. Follow Larry's on Facebook for all picking times and add some family love to each and every dish with locally grown blueberries and produce. Located at 6169 Polish Road in Pittsville.
Pencils, check. Notebooks, check. Gym shoes, check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of wheels. Let the team help you through the pros and cons and needs of your driver so you can sleep better at night. 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids is here for the family and wants to help keep your young driver safe. Call or stop by today.
Country favorites and classics, 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I ride east every other Friday, but if I had it my way, day would not be wasted on this drive. And I want so bad to hold you. Some of those things I haven't told you. Your mom and me couldn't get along. So I drive and I think about my life and wonder why. That'll slowly die inside. Every time I turn that truck around, right at the Georgia line, and I count the days and the miles back home to you on that highway 20 ride. Come, you realize that if you see through my eyes, there was no other way to work it out. And a part of you might hate me, but son, please don't mistake me for the man that didn't care at all. And I drive and I think about my life. Slowly die inside. Every time I turn that truck around, right at the Georgia line, and I count the days and the miles back home to you on that highway 20 ride. And the years go flying by. I hope you smile. If I ever cross your mind, it was the pleasure of my life, and I cherished every time. And my whole world, it begins and ends with you on that highway.
leave a light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. You smiled and said you appreciate the gesture. I took your every word to heart, 'cause I can't stand us being apart. And just to show how much I really miss you, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as the crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on. If I should ever start forgetting, I'll turn the lights off one by one, so you can see that I agree it's over. But until then, I want you to know, if you look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you. Is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Oh, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack.
Smart speaker to play WIRI.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Wanna storm me once, says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl by phone in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say baby. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up our climbing in. Take it easy.
Travis Tritt with the Eagles Classic, taking it easy on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. We got great things coming up, Seth. We are going to be live and direct tomorrow as part of the National Night Out over at Winterfield with our Wisconsin Rabbits Rafters and our Wisconsin Rabbits police department.
Police department, yeah.
We'll have police squads down there, ballpark food, fun activities. Laura's going to be down there. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Handing out some swag. And it's the last home game of the year, everyone, for the Rafters. And I do know if you go to the event, the National Night Out event, you get a free ticket to the game. So, I mean, win-win. Nothing to lose for this one.
Meet us there. That's going to be a lot of fun. Real quickly, want to say also thanks to the people who stopped here Monday with school supplies for the United Way school supply drive that
they're
doing.
Stuff the bus, yeah.
Very cool. We really appreciate you doing that, everybody. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for it. And Seth, we have a great lineup for people today. What is our starting lineup looking like today?
Speaking of sports, starting after this, of course, 9 o'clock from till noon, we've got the second cup with yours truly. You got a little cowboy with your coffee. Come up at 9:30, then we got Katie Cruz from 12 to 4, and then we've got me again from 5 to 9. Laura's got the day off, so I will be taking over for her. Sorry, everyone. Stuck with me tonight again, so. But
it's going to be good. He's gonna play Laura-type music.
I'll try to be like Laura, you know, just have that nice voice, and it's hard for me, though. I don't know.
Get some lounging songs in or something, or get some fun in.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be a good day. You're going to have some great music on the way. Stick around for it, everybody, and have a great morning. Here's Tim McGraw for you on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
apparel, pens, tumblers, and beyond. Wham Inc. makes your brand the hero. Fly to their new website, WAMINK.com. Wham Inc. Unleash your brand's true power.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710, and I can build the perfect package for your business.
It's the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is that a porta potty for Crockett Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Relax and unwind with Blessings Holistic Spa on Highway 13 in Wisconsin Rapids. Wash away the daily stress with a hydro massage. Blessings Holistic Spa is now offering unlimited session packages for $99 per month. Enjoy the tanning beds with memberships starting at $62 per month. Blessings Holistic Spa, to re-energize your mind, body, and spirit. For more details or upcoming specials, please follow them on Facebook or blessingsholisticspa.com.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo. All great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials. All-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiri.fm/contest-terms.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The federal government has pulled funding for a local camp meant to help neurodivergent kids enjoy STEM subjects. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Michael Notaro is the director of the Center for Climatic Research at UW-Madison. He started the first STEM camp 4 years ago in Beloit and has added two more in Madison and Baraboo. They're geared toward middle and high school students and inspired by Notaro's own family.
And the goals of the camps are basically to support and foster neurodiversity, to encourage autistic and neurodiverse youth to consider pursuing science degrees and careers.
The camps were funded by grants from the National Science Foundation, but now they've been canceled. Notaro says because it's geared toward neurodivergent kids, the camp counts as a diversity, equity, and inclusion program. Those types of programs have been targets for the Trump administration.
It was disheartening. It was not surprised at all that it happened. It was, you know, had a pretty hard impact because it was right before the summer where we were getting ready to start up our three camps.
The Coakley Foundation stepped up to keep the camps running this summer. Notaro says thank goodness because families rely on this.
These camps help their kids develop advocacy, build social skills and friendships. In the last 4 years, we've had youth from middle school and high school age kids come from 35 different communities across Wisconsin and Illinois. It's across about a 300-mile radius, and it really demonstrates the fact that families are willing to drive very long distances for these camps.
The future is uncertain, and Notaro is searching for other ways to fund the camps. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI radio stations.
We are going to be dealing with more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We're going to drop down to 63 tomorrow. More sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Thank you.
past. He's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. Sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans, have some chicken and some baked beans, take a backyard football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. I stroll to the end of the drive, pick up the Sunday Times, grab a coffee cup. Like Sally and Rob finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time. It's 35 cents off a ground round. Baby, cut that coupon out. It's what I love about Sunday. Catnapping on the porch swing. You curled up next to me. The smell of jasmine wakes us up. Take a walk down a back road, tackle box and a cane pole, carve our names in that white oak, steal our kiss as the sun fades. That's what I love about Sunday. Oh yeah. New believers getting baptized.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
So your bag's backed up against the wall and the band.